Welcome to The Real Story from the BBC World Service. I'm Ruth Alexander. The ornate stone pillars, the location here in the heart of London's financial district, it all says trustworthy bank. And Denmark's biggest lender, Danske Bank, was indeed one of Europe's most respected financial institutions, until it found itself the subject of a criminal investigation into one of the world's biggest money laundering scandals. The suspicion is that criminals have been using the bank to turn dirty money they've made out of crime and corruption into clean cash that can be spent anywhere. It's alleged that over $200 billion of suspicious payments flowed through the Estonian branch of Danske Bank between 2007 and 2015, money that came from Russia, the British Virgin Islands, and here in the UK. Well, today we've gathered together a panel of experts to explain how money laundering works. We'll be finding out how people from all walks of life, from bankers in search of a profit to cash-strapped families looking for a few extra dollars, how they all play their part in helping dodgy money look legit, sometimes without even knowing what they've done. We'll be talking about how technology is making it even harder for investigators to keep up and asking what can be done. But now let's get back to our studio and meet.